Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
One call for hometown hookup. One.
Right. Uh-huh.
Voice disguised or no?
Voice disguise and fake name.
Okay.
Which I think Wendy designated as Amber because she said that sounded whorish.
I'm not whorish.
This is not whorish. This doesn't even count. Like Jen said, this doesn't even count towards your number.
Yeah.
It's somebody that you've hooked up with before.
This
so
is recycling.
Yeah, the count stays the same. And this
it's
is
good.
Easy.
It's good.
It's good for yourself. It's good for the environment.
You should get in some once a year.
Hey, Amber.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. All right, you got a sure thing lined up when you go home this weekend.
Well, I don't know about sure. I have three possibilities,
so I'm really
excited.
What?
Okay. I don't know which one. Maybe, okay. I don't know.
Well, all right, let's clearly define what hometown hookup is before you talk about potentially who you're hooking up with this weekend. The hometown hookup is somebody that you always hook up with when you go back home. It's like a sure thing. He knows what's going on. You know what's going on. And you just show up. You guys, you know, spend 2 hours in a bar and then you go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say none of them are sure things, but I broke up with my boyfriend that I was with for like 2 years about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I don't know. We're all friends, the same people. And I just feel like I need fresh territory, you know what I mean? Because my ex-boyfriend knows everybody I know down here. So some of the guys, like the three, I don't know. One of them, well, is my brother's friend, and I've never hooked up with him. Mm. But I've always thought he was really hot and had like a secret crush on him. And he's supposed to pick me up today at the airport.
Oh,
that's cool.
Okay.
Good
that's
sign.
Potential. But you've never been there before, though. So that's not a sure thing.
Mm-mm.
Older, and like when we were kids, it's not that much older now, but when we were younger, it's a little older. It's my brother's friend, but I've always had a crush on him.
Okay.
And he's picking up my brother, but my brother's flight gets in an hour after mine, so I'm gonna have like an hour to hang out with him at the airport.
Nicely
so this
done.
Guy's gonna pick you up Sweet. At the airport, and then and you've got an hour before your brother gets in just to like set the whole thing up for later in the weekend.
I'm hoping. I mean, he doesn't know this is my plan, but he seems like I'm his best friend's little sister, so he's never approached me, but I can kind of tell, you know what I mean? So
are you wearing something hot on the plane?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a really cute outfit on. I'm ready.
So if they call it Mile High Club in the plane, what are they called in the airport?
Touchdown.
You're going to have to ask that congressman who got in trouble for tapping his foot.
All right, so if he doesn't work out, then who's contestant number two?
Okay, this guy, I hooked up with him a little bit, you know, when we actually went to the senior prom together. But
That's
we were
funny.
Always just friends and just messed around a little bit. But I kind of feel like he's the one I let get away, you know, and I wish we weren't just friends in high school. So, but we are actually, we have plans tomorrow for breakfast before, like, the big family meal, you know. So
okay.
He doesn't know. He thinks, oh, we're still great friends, but I actually want to see if more can happen, you know.
Depending on what happens with Big Brother on Thursday, or on today.
I guess so. I want to, like, have as many chances as I can. I don't know which one is going to... It's been a... I don't know. I don't know. So
I think it's smart playing the odds.
Sure. Yeah. It's a numbers game here.
You know what? That's what's wrong with women is they just throw it out there to every available guy and see which guy is interested. Like the guys aren't special to them. They're just pieces of meat.
I wish that trend happened 16 years ago. Too bad it's really hot. It's a hot trend now.
I'm not gonna just like throw it out, but I definitely have crushes on these guys, you know, so I want to see which one is gonna, you know.
Have we even established what city we're talking about yet?
Oh, I'm going back to New York. That's where I'm from.
New York. Okay. And who is the third guy?
Well, on Friday night a group of friends were going out, and one of them is this guy, and again, I've always thought he was hot, but I've never done anything with him. And he's like, we were never close friends, but we've known each other since high school. And I don't know. I want to see how he's been looking the past, you know, couple of years.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. So here's the one thing you do know, that you're having sex in New York this weekend.
You just don't know.
Well, she is. You just don't know.
Women don't talk about it like that.
You just don't know who it's going to be with, but it is happening.
You don't realize women don't talk about it like that. We'll be like, yeah, we're going to see, like, if there's a romance that sparked with somebody and, like, maybe have a makeout. We don't say the S-E-X word.
Are you planning on getting physical for sure with one of these guys?
I really do plan, yes. I definitely need to.
So we're saying it's been a while.
You say
language.
It sounds so harsh. But you have,
what?
Yes.
What's wrong with the word softer. Sex?
You just say it so harshly, like so, ugh.
She's having sex this weekend.
No!
We don't say that.
She's having a moment.
She's sweet. Be sweet. That's Megan, so coarse.
She's going to meet a gentleman, and together they will make the beast with two backs.
No, that's gross.
Amber, which one of these guys do you hope works out? I mean, which one do you want to work out the most?
Really, the guy I went to the senior prom with at breakfast.
Okay, so breakfast. Okay.
Now, is there any chance at all that things go so well this weekend that you end up, how gently do I put this, with
spending
all three?
Time with all three.
Spending time with all three of them?
Having sex with all three.
Well,
no, you guys are such losers. We don't talk like that.
Yeah, I think we don't. I mean,
making love.
Moments.
I like them all. I'm attracted to all three of them. I'm not going to, like, go, you know, I don't know. Anything could happen, but I wouldn't.
It was Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So at the bare minimum, yeah, one. If you hit the lottery, three for sure.
Give thanks to all three of them. That's what we'll call it this weekend. She was giving thanks.
That's right.
Appreciating. Again, women appreciate.
Feasting and giving thanks.
All right. Let's talk to you again on Monday morning, and let's find out how much thanks you gave over the weekend, okay?
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You give it to them.
That's right. And wrap that turkey.
Her motor is red.
Stuff that turkey.
Now, it's okay for her to say it.
Stuff that turkey.
And those are okay because it's from a woman, but I can't say the word sex.
I just gave Melissa a look like, dude, you're in the category with the boys.
Mash those potatoes. Cream that spinach.
Oh, that one's so gnarly.
Hey, Haley, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
That's gross.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Row that gravy boat.
When I go home, I always hook up with my ex-husband. There's a lot of things that didn't go right, but one thing always went right, and I make sure I get it every year.
What was it that went right when you guys had sex?
That's all it is.
She's not embarrassed about it.
So you're like every year you go back and you and your ex get together.
Yes.
Now, are either of you remarried?
No.
Okay, so until one of you gets remarried, this is the deal. And it's an unsaid deal?
Unsaid deal, and even if he gets married, I'm getting mine.
Oh!
You were there first.
No.
It's Thanksgiving tradition. You don't break tradition.
No.
Right.
Have you guys agreed to that, if one of you gets married, this deal is still on?
I don't think it's been agreed on, but out loud in words, but I think it'll continue.
So would it work the other way around? If you got married, you would still go home and still?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
He's that good?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
I'm curious, how bad was the relationship, and how long did it take you to actually break up with him knowing the sex was that good? Like, I would think that would keep you around longer than you really wanted to stay.
We parted friends. So we never had the I hate you kind of fighting relationship.
Okay.
So we parted friends and stuff. So we've always, I mean, a part of me will always love him and always love parts of his anatomy.
Oh, wow.
What city is this in that you're going to? And is there a text exchange sometime this week, or does he just know you fly in the day before and you guys meet up on Saturday?
He knows.
Okay. There's a call?
We've been doing this for 13 years.
Oh,
really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Seriously.
And y'all didn't get back together?
Oh, no. We don't want that.
So, and I'm sure during the 13 years, you've been seeing guys at some point, and he's been seeing women at some
point.
And they don't, so he just puts them aside for a couple hours.
Yeah, it's sex. It's not anything else. It's just like remembering the good times.
And is it in the same place every time?
Oh, no.
Be careful.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I meant hotel room.
Sometimes, depending on how much wine they made to drink.
Yeah. 13 years, you can just mix it all up.
Yeah, I just meant hotel room. All right, thank you for calling, Haley.
Thank you.
All right, have a good time this week and give
you
thanks.
Too.
Okay.
I will.
Bye-bye.
No, she's been in the eggnog already. That's hilarious.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Grove City. Did you know the new nationwide Children's Close to Home Center is now open at 1350 Stringtown Road? Get access to urgent care, lab services, therapies, and more from the trusted experts at one of America's top 10 children's hospitals, now closer to your home than ever before. Visit nationwidechildrens.org/grovecity for information about our services and make an appointment for your child today.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.